It was Transport Day at COP26. Attendees and climate justice activists turned their attention to transportation and global warming. While the U.S. and other nation leaders are promoting electric vehicles and alternative energy, activists say that is a false solution. A 2020 report from the World Bank estimates a green energy transition off of fossil fuels to wind and solar power will require 3 billion tons of mined minerals, a 500% increase of mining by the year 2050. Climate justice activists say that's not the just transition they're looking for. Andy Whitmore is with the London Mining Network.
At the moment, there's this idea that we can magically have green growth, that we could have as many electric vehicles as you want. We could swap one internal combustion engine for a vehicle for one electric vehicle. That's not going to work. We need radical, transformative solutions to what's going on.
Whitmore says electric vehicles and solar power require minerals like cobalt, copper, lithium, and nickel. And the rush for green power is driving a trove of new mines that will have environmental and human rights costs.
We're talking about Thacker Pass and Resolution Copper that may open in the US. We're talking about even mining in Europe, where we are now. They're talking about opening lithium mines in Serbia, rare earth elements in Sweden. You know, this is going to be coming home. We're talking about whole new frontiers of extractivism in terms of deep sea mining, areas that have so far been untouched, the idea that we're going to be mining the bottom of the sea. All of these things could come to pass.
They're calling for due diligence in the global supply chains of these rare earth minerals. Many are mined in poor nations or those with lax labor laws like China and the Philippines. Leah with the Center for Environmental Concerns in the Philippines says gold, copper, and nickel are mined there, and environmentalists trying to protect their water and water supply have been murdered doing so.
Because in the Philippines, military operations always comes with mining operations. It's the military, it's the police that are protecting corporations. They are protecting investments. We have actually a law that allows mining companies to be protected by police, paramilitary, and military forces. So the Philippines is the most dangerous place for environmental defenders in Asia. We have been the most dangerous place for the eighth year now. And in the whole world, we are the third most dangerous place for environmental defenders.
But in the U.S., the push for electric vehicles is on. The $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package passed by Congress includes billions of dollars in funding for electric vehicle infrastructure, like charging stations. Meanwhile, climate justice advocates also blasted a new COP26 draft decision as woefully inadequate to slash greenhouse gas emissions, which two new reports say are pushing the planet towards a warming of 2.4 degrees Celsius. That's above the temperature of 1.5 degrees that scientists warn will bring about catastrophic climate change. Jennifer Morgan with Greenpeace said in a statement the draft is not a plan to, quote, solve the climate crisis. It's an agreement that we'll all cross our fingers and hope for the best, unquote. She said it amounts to a, quote, polite request that countries maybe, possibly, do more next year, unquote. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.